Good morning, church.
Good morning,
church. The Lord is good
all the time.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. A special and very warm welcome to all those who are worshiping with us for the first time or doing so after a long while. Welcome to our brothers and sisters who are following this service on Zoom and those who will be listening afterwards from our website. I have been informed that one of our retired ministers, Reverend Colin Dempster, is worshiping with us this morning. Reverend, you are welcome. Let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for this worship, which is Harvest Thanksgiving service. A moment of silence. And just before we worship God with our first hymn, I would like to make one intimation. Next Sunday, 5th October, our service will be a festival of psalms. The whole cluster, I repeat, the whole cluster, Balmoreno and Warmead, Creek, Flix and Kemeny, Lucas, St. Athenas and Teapot, and ourselves will be joining together to celebrate 375 years of the Scottish metrical psalter with a service here at 11 a.m. So that's a huge one, and we are all welcome to that service. We worship God now, and our first hymn, 3233, Come, You Thankful People, Come.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving God, you are the maker of sunshine and showers, the giver of tatties, turnips, and even sprouts. You fill the world with color, flavor, and life. You bring the harvest from tiny seeds to towering trees, from quiet beginnings to armfuls of blessing. We have come together today, young and old, to say thank you. Thank you for the food we eat, the homes we live in, and the people who love us. Thank you for the farmers, the shop workers, the bakers, the growers, and the lunch ladies. Thank you for all the hands that help bring our food from field to fork and sometimes straight to the floor. Be with us now as we sing, listen, laugh, and pray. Help us to notice the little things, to share what we have, and to trust that you are always at work, even when we cannot see. God of grace, we know we don't always get it right. Sometimes we forget to say thank you. Sometimes we take more than we give. Sometimes we ignore people who need help. Sometimes we forget that even small things matter. We are sorry for the moments when we were selfish, when we were grumpy or greedy, when we were more like weeds than good seeds. Please forgive us. Plant your love in us again. Help us to grow kindness, share joy, and live like people who know they are forgiven. Make us part of your garden, full of hope, full of grace, and ready to bloom, even in the Scottish rain. We ask all this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Good morning, children. Hello. Come on. Good morning, everyone. How are you today? You good? The weather looks good outside today. Little bit of sunshine, but it's still cold. So I've got a question for you, and it's a very simple one. What's your favorite food? You don't have? What's your favorite food? Pizza? Pizza? Yeah? Okay. What? Steak. Okay. Favorite food? Pizza? Strawberries? Ice cream? Brussels sprouts? Strawberries? Favorite food? I like rice. How many of you like rice? You don't like rice? No, you don't. What do you like? Pizza. Oh. But I mentioned pizza, nobody's raised their hand. What about Brussels sprouts? Brussels sprouts, do you like them? No. But they are very heavy. Anyway, today is a special Sunday. What's the service today? Harvest service, right? What do you understand by a harvest Thanksgiving service? Why are we doing a harvest service? Try. When I was in primary school, one of our teachers taught us a song, if you try, you don't succeed, try, try again. So there are no wrong answers. Why do we do a harvest service? Yes? Okay, we call it harvest thanksgiving. Does it ring a bell? So harvest is about thanking God. And we are thanking God for something. What are we thanking God for? Yes, your mama? For food. So what we are doing today is we are thanking God for the things that he has given us, especially the food. Look, so much there, so much food. So we want to thank God for giving us food, and we bring some to give to those who don't have. So this service is about thanking God for food. There is a story in the Bible. There were some people who felt that they would not have enough food because the weather was bad. And so they were not sure they were going to have enough food. But God sent a man to them called Joel to speak to them and to assure them. This was a prophet. He went and told them not to be worried, that God knew their problem and God was going to give them food, that they will have more than enough. They will have plenty to eat and they will even have some to spare. And it's a promise not just to people long ago, it's a promise to all of us. God promises that we will never lack, that he will bless us and he will bless us with so much. And when God has blessed us, we should be able to bless other people. That is why at harvest time, we are encouraged to bring food so that we can share with the less fortunate, with people who don't have as much as we do. So it means being kind to one another, to your friends at school, but also to people you don't even know by bringing some of what you have so that we can share with these people. So next time when I ask what is a harvest service, I'm sure that you'll be able to remember, would you? Thanksgiving to God. Let us pray. God, our Father, we give you thanks for all that you have blessed us with. And we are grateful that we can come together to render our thanks to you, even as we ask for more. We pray too for our children that they may grow with the culture of being able to share what you have given them. Be with us in the course of this service and continue to bless us and enable us to be a blessing to others. In your name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. It's now time for birthday blessings. So have any of our young people had a birthday recently or the past month or so? I'm looking at someone in particular. Come and stand with me. Would you like to tell everyone your name?
Sarah.
And how old are you, Sarah?
16.
Sweet 16. Let's give her a wee round of applause. And have you had a celebration for your birthday?
Yeah, I had a party yesterday.
A house full?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you had a great time. I just want to ask you a few questions. What do you like doing at school?
Social subjects, modern studies, mainly.
Wow. Okay, we've got someone that's going to change the world here. And what do you like doing outside of school?
Seeing my friends.
And you've got a lot of siblings I'm sure you help look after. Oh, that's wonderful. Let's say a prayer for Zara. Lord, thank you so much for Zara. Thank you for her commitment to coming to church and worshipping you. Thank you that she brings so much life to all the people she knows. She shares joy, and thank you for her passion for modern studies and other social subjects, and that she's got such a good circle of friends that she enjoys hanging out with. Lord, thank you that she's been able to celebrate her birthday this weekend, and I hope the celebrations continue. Amen. Right, shall we sing Happy Birthday?
where the years have gone. She was only 8 when we arrived here, 16 now. And next to him, someone's brought a loaf of bread. It's Junior Priest 220.
This morning is from Joel chapter 2, verses 21 to 26. Surely he has done great things. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, you wild animals, for the pastures and the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains because he is faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed.
Our second reading this morning is from Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 32. The parables of the growing seed and the mustard seed. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, and then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because harvest has come. Again, he said, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch on it in its shade. Thanks be to God. We will now sing our next hymn, Junior Praise 99, I Have Seen the Golden Sunshine.
Right, hands up if you have ever planted something and then stared at the soil for 3 hours waiting for it to grow. Please raise your hand. I think we've all done it. Like the impatient child checking the oven every 5 minutes to see if the cake has risen, and usually slamming the door shut just in time to make it sink. But in today's reading in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus tells a story that I think has got all the drama of a good Scottish weather forecast. Seeds are planted. Nobody really knows what's going on, but somehow something amazing happens. And Jesus Christ says a man scatters seed on the ground night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. The seeds are getting on with it, even when we are not. Kind of like your mom tidying your room when you are at school. It just happens. No explanation. Now, here is where it gets fun. Jesus also says the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, the tiniest wee thing, but it grows into something massive. Let me try to put it in Scottish terms. A mustard seed is like your wee grand's recipe for tablet. It looks harmless, but by the end, you've got 3 trays and a sugar coma. Or like a young Ben with a recorder, small, but boy, can it make a racket. What's the point then? At harvest, we give thanks. We give thanks for big things, fields full of crops, trucks full of tatties. But Jesus is reminding us to pay attention to the wee things too. The small acts of kindness, like sharing your biscuit, even the chocolate one. The quiet faith, trusting God's working even when we don't see it. The tiny beginnings, like a single prayer or a child asking a big question. God's kingdom does not always come with fireworks and bagpipes. Sometimes it sneaks up like a seed breaking through the soil, quiet, steady, and strong. So this harvest, let us thank God for the big blessings we can see, the small beginnings we cannot yet see, and the wonderful truth that God is always growing something good, even when we are fast asleep, dreaming of square sausages and holidays in five. Because in God's garden, even the smallest seed can become something brilliant. And who knows? Maybe that mustard seed you plant today will grow into a tree where others can come and rest, or at least get some shade when it is not raining. Let us pray. God of the harvest, we thank you very much for the many gifts you have given us. And we thank you for your word, which strengthens us and assures us that even in very small ways, we can make big impacts in the world. Little acts of kindness, quiet faith, and tiny beginnings. Help us to grow into the pattern of your word and to trust that no matter how small our effort, you can use that to bring big things to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our next hymn is 231, For the Fruits of All Creation.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Let us dedicate the offering. Gracious God, everything we have comes from you, our food, our homes, our health, our hope. So now we bring these gifts from our cupboards, our gardens, our wallets, and our hearts. Some big, some small, but all given in love and thanks. Bless these offerings, Lord, and use them to plant goodness in places of need, to grow kindness where it's been forgotten, and to bring hope where things feel bare. May these gifts, like mustard seeds, do more than we can ever imagine in our community, in our world, and in your name. Amen. Let us intercede. God of the garden, God of growth and good surprises, we thank you for every seed you have planted in the earth, in our lives, and in our hearts. We thank you for the big blessings, bread on the table, harvest in the fields, tatties by the back full. And we thank you for the wee things, quiet moments, kind words, smiles shared, biscuits offered, and those tiny mustard seed prayers that grew into something we never expected. We pray for the world. Lord, we pray for places where the land is dry, where crops fail and children go hungry. Bring rain where there is drought, peace where there is conflict, and hope where people feel forgotten. We remember the farmers and workers near and far who labor so we can eat. Strengthen their hands, bless their tools, and give them fair wages and full bellies. We pray for our community, for our own community here in Newport on Tay, for our neighbors we know well and ones we haven't met yet. Help us to be kind, to be the kind of people who plant good things wherever we go, not just carrots and cucumbers, but joy, patience, forgiveness, and laughter. And if ever we feel too small, too tired, or too unsure, remind us that you love using mustard seeds, folk who don't look like much, but end up growing something mighty. We pray for those in need. We lift up those who are struggling right now, those facing illness, loneliness, worry about money, or sadness that won't shift. In a moment of quiet, we name them before you now. Wrap them in your love like a big woolly jumper. Send us to be their company, their comfort, and maybe even their taxi if needed. We pray now for the church. And Lord, for your church here and everywhere, may we never get too fancy, too flashy, or too full of ourselves. Keep us simple, faithful, joyful like a mustard seed ready to grow. Help us celebrate what you are doing, even when it is hidden, even when it takes time, even when it looks like not much at all, because we trust you, the gardener who never gives up on a good seed. And so we say with grateful hearts, thank you, God, for harvest. Thank you, God, for surprises, and thank you, God, for the small beginnings that change the world. All this we pray and ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our final hymn is 229, We Plow the Fields and Scatter the Good Seeds on the Land.
Thank you.
Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.